Well, now, I always write on my checks, and I have for years, Deuteronomy 1:11, where God would bless me 1,000 times more. And I remember I went and I sat back down, and the Lord said, "Now, see there, Deuteronomy 1:11 worked for you, didn't it?" And I said, "Yes, it did." And so after church, I talked to that preacher. He said, "You know, I really don't have 100,000, but I've got 25,000. And he said, "I'll get the check, have it here tomorrow." I said, "Well, why don't you do this? Why don't you take an offering for our church and just give that 25,000 in that offering?" He said, "All right." And so God began to speak to me and said, "Now, I want you to give $100,000. So I went to my wife. I said, "Margaret, the Lord spoke to me that we're to give $100,000. She said, "$100,000? She said, "We don't have that kind of money." I said, "I know it, but we got a house." And we'd been building a house, and we had our house for sale, and we could not sell our house. And we'd had it for 14 years. You get, you know, equity in your home. And I said, we haven't even had anybody look at it for 6 months. If God will help us to sell it, let's give $100,000 to the work of God." And she got all excited. She said, "I know this is the Lord." So she said, "Let me write it down on the envelope." And so she did. And I had $1,000. So I put $1,000 in it. And we gave it. Now that was on a Thursday. By Sunday, I had 3 offers on that house. Nobody even looked at it in 6 months. 3 offers on this house. And when we closed it, it was on a Tuesday, I wrote out the check in the lawyer's office for $100,000. I said, "I don't want to be tempted, and that's a lot of money to tempt me with." And so Sunday, I dropped that in the offering plate, and when I did, I cannot tell you what happened to me. But it was like something broke off of my life. Money does not have a hold on my life. Well, on Thursday of that next week, I got a call. And it was a lady who was head of a large ministry. And they were head of High Adventure Ministries. I don't know if you've ever heard of High Adventure. George Otis was the founder of that. They was a great man of God. Built a station in Lebanon. Began to preach there, the first voice. Built a TV station. Gave it to Pat Robertson. The PLO sent 3 suicide bombers to blow it up. They cut the fence. 2 of the suicide bombers, they got up there close to it. And the walls of this building were 3 foot thick. It was an old building, hundreds of years old. And when they were detected, one of the other PLO shot his partner, ignited the explosives, and leveled the building. Yasser Arafat says, "You call it the voice of hope. We'll make it the voice of doom." The engineer came down to the site, and it was leveled, and he was crying. He says, "Oh, God, they put us off the air." And he looked, and a box had blown out. And in that box, they had all the tapes. He picked the tapes up, drove 2 miles down the road where the transmitter and the antenna was, and hooked up a tape recorder, and they were back on the air in 2 hours. Well, in May of 2000, the year 2000, the Israelis pulled out of Lebanon, and they gave them 10 days' notice. They said, "We're pulling out. If you want any parts out of that station, you better get it out, because the PLO will kill every one of your employees." It broke them. They got that. They dismantled the station. Pat Robertson lost the TV station. But they dismantled it. It cost them $2 million to place their employees all over the world, some in Australia, some in Britain, some in Israel. And they were broke. They took the transmitter, shipped it to Nigeria, in hopes to build a shortwave station in Nigeria. And now they were broke. The Nigerian government were afraid that the Muslims would destroy them, so they wouldn't allow them to do it. They'd finally gotten permission in Liberia to build a station. But they were broke. And so she called me and she said, "Would you want to take over this project?" So I said, "Well, let me pray about it." And I knew that I'd planted that seed. And I'd fasted for 40 days. that I'd been praying and I was due for a hundredfold blessing. And so I felt like God told me to go to Africa, to Nigeria, and the governor, a governor of the state, the Plateau state, had possession of that transmitter. And so I said, well, Lord, if you want me to do it, have him give me that transmitter. So I went there, and the Lord spoke to me to bring him a present. So I brought him a Bible. And when I went in to see him, the Spirit of God began to move on me, and I said, I have a word from the Lord for you. I presented him the Bible, and I began to pray for him. And I began to prophesy that he would be the next president of Nigeria. He fell to the floor. He said, I want to meet with you tomorrow for breakfast in my mansion. And I came to his mansion, and he said, I perceive that you are a man of God. God spoke that to me 4 years ago, and I've never told anyone. And I was praying about that this last week, and God has brought you to encourage me. He said, now, the Lord wants me to build radio stations throughout this country, but I don't know how to do it. And so I want to become your partner. And together we're going to build the first Christian radio station in Nigeria. So today, in Abuja, the capital city of Nigeria, we are building the first Christian radio station that will ever proclaim the name of Jesus in the airwaves of the largest black nation in the world. Come on, let's hear the Lord of Exploration. So I flew over and I met with the president of Liberia. And the governor released the transmitter, and we went to Liberia. And he gave us permission, and we began to build a shortwave station. And God spoke to me and to begin to tilt the antenna. And so we tilted it, and now that coverage covers all of the Middle East. It covers Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Oman, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Jerusalem. God gave us three stations in Jerusalem. I came back, and God gave us that. And so when I came back, I went out and met with the people at High Adventure. And I began to talk to them, and they wanted to sell me a station that would cover all of South America and Cuba. And so I went to the restroom. I was in there, I was washing my face, and the Lord spoke to me, said, don't buy this station. So I went back, and I said, the Lord told me not to buy this station. He told me to tell you to give it to me. So we got talking. She said, that's God. And so we joined our ministries together. And today we have 12 radio stations. Radio stations that are blanketing Europe, blanketing the Pacific Rim, blanketing. It's like listening to a local radio station in the Middle East. Last week I was given a station in Uganda that will cover not only, we're tilting it towards India, it will cover India like you listen to a local radio station. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking the hundredfold blessing. I don't care how big a church you pastor, I don't care how blessed you are, you'll never reach your potential until you add fasting to your disciplines. You pray, you give, and you fast. Now, how often do you pray? I pray every day. How often do you give? I give every Sunday. Well, how often should you fast? Every week. You take a day. And whatever day you take, you fast that same day every week. If it's Monday, it's every Monday. If it's Wednesday, it's every Wednesday. After a couple of weeks, you come around to Monday, if that's your fast day, and you won't even get hungry. If you eat, you will have forced yourself to eat. My brother Bob, I fast breakfast. I don't like breakfast. I don't eat it anyway, so I fast breakfast. Well, if it's not important to you, I doubt if it's important to God either. Well, Brother Bob, I have a medical problem. I can't fast because of the medication that I take. Well, what kind of medicine do you take? I take an aspirin. Well, now let me say this. Don't look for an excuse not to fast. Look for an excuse to fast. And if you take medication, here's what to do. Take some bread. Eat the bread. Take your medication and fast. Let me tell you the people who are the most legalistic people on fasting. They're people who don't fast. People who fast. I mean, people who really fast. They know how to do it. My brother Bob, I fast television. I fast sex with my husband. Well, let me tell you about that. That's not fasting. That's abstinence, and that's meanness. Fasting in the Hebrew means to close your mouth, and in the Greek it means not to eat. It has nothing to do with watching television. That's abstinence. Now, God's anointed me to lead people into fasting. There's an impartation upon my life, and I have led literally hundreds of thousands of people to fast. I've gone all over the world. And when you begin to fast, breakthroughs will come into your life, and the first thing it touches is your money. The first thing. God's taught me, and God's called me to preach to the poor. In my church, I have fed over 1 million meals. And I discovered something, and I had people who could not, didn't even have a home. Today, they're living in $250,000 homes. Now, in California, that may not sound like much, but you get back in the South and East, that's a pretty nice home. I've had people who didn't have anything that are multimillionaires. And if you will help the poor and you'll fast, you'll be a wealthy person. Your kids will go to college. You will rise higher than anybody in your family has ever risen. You'll rock your city in Jesus' name. Hallelujah to the Lord. Now I want to pray that God will anoint you today to fast. That God will bring an impartation in your life. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want us all to stand. Everybody stand. Lift your hands to the Lord right now. I want us to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, let's begin to pray out loud. Lamboli under the book, Yata Lataki, Yata Lataboko, Yata Lataboko, Yanda Lataki. Kibi Ambokuli under the book, Yata Lataki, Yata Lataboko. Come on. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Latata Tamboliata. Kibi Andalataki, Yata Latabokuli under the book, Yata Lataboko. Kibi Abokuli under the book, Yanda Lataki, Yata Latabokuli, Yata Lataboko. Kibiam bokuli under the book, Yata Lata Boko, Yata Lata Boko, Yata Lata Ki, Yata Lata Boko. Now lay your hands on your chest. Begin to pray for yourself in the Holy Ghost. Lamboliata, Lata Tata Tamboliam Boku, Atata Taboko. Atalandam Bokuli, Atalata Bokuli, Ambokuli, Yata Lata Ki, Yata Lata Boko. Kibiam bokuli under the book, Yata Lata Boku, Yata Lata Ki, Yata Lata Boko. Now begin to speak out loud, every member of your family. Come on, lift their names out. Speak their names out loud to the Lord. Father, I bless my family today in Jesus' name. I pray for Justin. I declare that Justin shall be a man of God, full of faith, full of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you for the call of God on his life to preach the gospel. Lord, I loose an anointing upon him in Jesus' name. A desire that he won't want to do anything else but preach the gospel. I pray for Jessica. Lord, raise her up to be mighty. God, put a desire in her to fulfill her call, to sing, to minister in the name of Jesus. I pray for Rachel. God, bless her in the name of the Lord. Fulfill her life. Bring a godly Holy Ghost man into her life in Jesus' name. Lord, may divorce not come into my family. May evil not come into my home. I pray for Margaret. Lord, I bless my wife in the name of Jesus. I speak good things for my family. Hallelujah. Now begin to burn the devil off your home. Come on, tell the devil to get out of your house. Devil, get out of our home. Take your hands off our marriages. I bind oppression. I bind a spirit of divorce. I bind evil off of our homes. Drugs and alcohol. I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Now begin to break generational curses. Come on. Come against alcohol. Come against poverty. Father, we bind those spirits that have attached themselves to our families and for generations. They've locked into us. Their ugly teeth have sunk themselves into us and brought cancer and sugar diabetes and heart disease. Devil, your power is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not prevail in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, God's bringing victory tonight in Jesus' name. Devil, your powers are broken. We break drug addiction. We break the power of alcohol. We bind every spirit that has brought diseases, divorce, poverty, welfare. We bind those spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now lay your hand on your forehead. Father, we loose a spirit of wisdom. Wisdom to know how to resolve every situation we face. Wisdom for our business. Wisdom for our home. Wisdom for our marriage. Wisdom in every problem we have, that we'll have the mind of Christ to know what to do in Jesus' name. Lay your hand on your chest right now. Come on, begin to speak health and strength to your body. Father, we lay our hands on our body. I speak to my heart. Be strong. I speak to the organs of my body, to my lungs, to my liver, to my stomach, to my bowels. I speak health. I declare cancer, you'll never come into my body. Come on, begin to speak it out of your mouth. Sugar diabetes, you'll not be in my life. You'll not be in my children's life. Heart disease will not destroy me. I shall live to be a good old age in Jesus' name. Lay your hand on your back right now. Father, we speak healing to backs, and to knees, and to hips, and to joints, and to the muscle tissues, and to feet in Jesus' name. God's healing somebody of feet right now in the name of the Lord. Be healed. Oh, there's a problem with plantar fasciitis. Be healed in Jesus' name. Someone years ago, you had a problem with your knees, and there you can't hardly walk in the name of the Lord. God's healing you in Jesus' name. Backs are being healed right now for the glory of God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Someone has come, and there's a disc. There's a herniated disc. God's healing that in the name of the Lord. Be healed in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Lay your hands on your eyes. Father, I speak healing to eyes. I curse blindness. I curse damage to eyes. I bind it. I speak healing. Lord, I speak healing to sinuses. Lay your hands on your ears. Father, I speak wholeness to ears. To our mouth, may we always be able to hear. May our teeth always function in the name of Jesus Christ for the glory of God. Now lift your hands up to God. Father, I loose the gifts of healing. I loose the gifts of healing that heal cancer and sugar diabetes and heart disease. Lord, I loose an anointing upon people in Jesus' name to prophesy life and health and to raise the dead and to walk on water in the name of Jesus. I loose the gift of faith. Faith to believe God for money. To believe God for your son to go to college. To believe God for a new home. I have loose faith to believe God for $10,000.
I loose the gift of faith to believe God for $100,000. I loose the gift of faith to believe God for $1 million in the name of Jesus Christ. I loose mighty faith in the name of Jesus. I loose the working of miracles. I loose the word of prophecy. Will you prophesy to your family? Will you prophesy to the church? I loose the gift of tongues and interpretation of tongues in the name of Jesus. I loose the word of knowledge gift and the word of wisdom gift and the discerning of spirits where you have dreams and visions, where angels appear to you in the name of Jesus, where you cast out devils for the glory of God in the name of Christ, where you can smell the demons when they come into your home. I loose power in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be a soul winner. May you lead people to Christ. May you lead 100 people to the Lord. May you lead 500 people to Christ. May you lead 1,000 people to Jesus in 1 year for the glory of God. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. God says signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare we'll be signs and wonders, people. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to God. Kibi ata la ta tan tan bo koli ata la ta ki ata la ta bo ko. Kibi ata la ta tan tan bo koli ata la ta bo ko. Hallelujah. Now I want everybody to look up here just a moment. My goal in life is not to be a millionaire. My goal in life is to give $1 million to the work of the Lord before I die. That's what my desire is. How many here in your lifetime you'd like to be able to give $1 million to the work of the Lord? Hold your hand up. $1 million that will feed the hungry, clothe the naked, build churches, spread the gospel, to write out a check for $100,000 to the Morris Cirillo Evangelistic Association. Come on, keep your hand up there. Some of you, it was a real stretch of your faith to come here this week. But I want to impart to you an anointing to prosper, an anointing to make money, to be blessed by Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lord. Raise your right hand high, which is symbol, the symbol of strength, the work of your right hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I loose an anointing upon your people to prosper. I break poverty in the name of Christ Jesus. You foul devil of hell that would come and try to hold people in bondage to money. Well, you would come with small thinking ideas, with attitudes that would hold people back. I break that off of you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that your character will be stronger than your giving, that you'll show up to work on time, that you'll give a man an honest day's work in the name of Jesus, that God will find you faithful in the name of the Lord and truthful in everything that you do, and that you will be worth 10 employees that are godless in Jesus' name. Father, I loose the promise of Deuteronomy 1:11, where you said you'd bless us 1,000 times more. Father, I remind you of Deuteronomy 8:18, where you said it's the Lord who gives us power to make wealth. Father, I declare Deuteronomy 28, where you said you'd make us the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, and we would lend unto many nations and not borrow. Father, I declare your promise in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20, that you declared, "For the Lord shall prosper us. Therefore we as people shall arise and build." Father, I declare Malachi chapter 3, where you said you would open the windows of heaven and you'd pour out a blessing upon us that we could not contain.
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things would be added unto you. Father, I declare Luke 6, 38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Father, I declare the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. My God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I break generational curses of being poor. We're tired of it, devil. Your power's broken off of our lives in the name of Jesus. We're going to prosper. Our children are going to be blessed. We're going to live in a home that is adequate and meets every need that we have. We're going to drive a car that we don't have to be ashamed of in the name of Jesus. We're going to walk in blessings. Father, the day will come when we give $1,000 check a week. I declare $1,000 a week giving anointing here. I declare an anointing to give $10,000. I declare an anointing for $100,000 gift to the work of God. I declare in your lifetime that you will give $1,000,000 to the work of the Lord. May we own our own businesses. May you quit working for those people. And may God give you your own business. May God give you your own company. May God raise you and promote you in Jesus' name. May God give you ideas that you never thought possible in the name of the Lord. I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ for the glory of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lord. Now I want every head bowed and every eye closed. With nobody looking around. If you're here tonight and you say, Pastor, I have addictions in my life. I've got things in my life that I know that Satan has used to hold me back. And it may be anger. It may be temper. It may be pornography. It may be secrets that only you and God know. But you want those broken off of you. Lift up your hand right now. I'm going to pray for you right where you are in the name of Jesus. Father, I loose the power of God that breaks addictions. Some of those are so private and so secret. And Lord, they've been like a closed door. But Father, you see even the secret places of our life. And Father, we give it to you now in the name of Jesus. We give you our anger. We give you those things that have had us bound and those things that have allowed Satan to put his hook into that would hold us from going over the top in Jesus' name. I break that off of you and I command it to come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah to the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Be set free. I want everyone to pray with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I belong to you. I don't belong to the devil's crowd. And I ask you to take out of me every impurity, every evil, everything that's self, and put in your power in Jesus' name. Take off of me what the devil's put on me, and put back on me what the devil's stolen from me. Now, Father, fill me with your power. Fill me with your anointing. Enable me to do what you've called me to do. May I be squeaky clean. May I walk in integrity. May my words always be truthful. May I never say anything to another person that I wouldn't say if my companion were right there with me. I dedicate myself afresh and anew to you, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, how many you feel that God would have you to fast a day a week? Can I see your hand? Hold your hand up. You'd like to that be your goal. Who would take Mondays? Hold up your hand if you take Mondays. Tuesdays. Now, we're not talking tomorrow. We're talking when you get back home. You get in a routine. Wednesdays. Thursdays. Fridays. Saturdays, Sundays. I ask you to do it through the end of the summer. At the end of the summer, if there's not a breakthrough in your life, quit fasting. But if there is a breakthrough, fast it. Just continue it. Let it be a habit for your life. I want to pray for you that God will anoint you to fast. If you have trouble fasting, here's what to do. Fast until sundown, or fast until the evening meal, and then eat. Start doing that if you can't do a 24-hour fast. And then do 2 days that way. It's not as hard as you think. Drink plenty of water. If your back hurts when you fast, it's because you're not drinking enough water. It's your kidneys. It's not your back, it's your kidneys. You're not drinking water. Don't drink coffee unless you love headaches. And then move to a 24-hour fast. And God will help you, and it'll change your life forever in Jesus' name. Join hands right now with people on either side. I want to pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I loose an anointing upon every man, woman, young person, old person to fast. May God renew your strength. May God make you younger. May your eyes see better in Jesus' name. May your health spring forth readily in Jesus' name. May your light come forth as the noonday sun. May you ride on the high places of the earth and eat of the heritage of Jacob your father. May the gifts of the Holy Ghost be released in your life. May you make more money. May your children rise to the top in Jesus' name. May they achieve positions that you have never been able to achieve. May God bless you coming in, and may He bless you going out. May your prayers be answered quickly in the name of the Lord. May you be like the rising sun. May gloom and despair be broken off of you forever. May generational curses never come upon you as long as you live. May you draw the line in the sand and say, "Devil, that will not happen in my home." May divorce be broken off of your family. May cancer never enter into your family tree in Jesus' name. May God give you revelations of His power and of the world to come. May you chase 1,000 in Jesus' name. May your seed chase 10,000 for the glory of God. May you be the head and not the tail, and above only and not beneath. I bless you in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah.
For more information regarding Mora Cirillo Ministries or to order books and tapes, in the U.S., write to Mora Cirillo, P.O. Box 85277, San Diego, California, 92186. In Canada, write to Mora Cirillo, P.O. Box 3600, Concord, Ontario, L4K1B6. In Great Britain, write to P.O. Box 277, Hemel Hempstead Hearts, HP27DH. You may visit our website at www.mcwe.com and email us at moracirillo@mcwe.com. Be sure to register for the 33rd Annual 2004 Mora Cirillo World Conference in Orlando, Florida, January 2nd through the 4th, at the Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin. For more information, call 858-277-2200, extension 2105. Watch your mail for the next ministry letter containing the next key to victory. You won't want to miss as Mora Cirillo presents guests Eddie and Alice Smith as they minister on Developing Passion and Power, Move from Problem-Centered to Purpose-Driven Prayer, direct from the World Prayer Center, during the Mora Cirillo School of Prayer and Intercession.